Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going exploring the world of transcendental meditation.
TM.
TM. Got it.
Yeah.
We've got a whole stack of research articles here and some really interesting historical stuff on this.
Yeah.
But I think before we jump into the what and the how of TM, I think it would be really valuable for our listeners to hear you explain kind of what TM is at its core. Because I know that there are a lot of different types of meditation.
Sure.
And I think sometimes people maybe lump them all together.
Yeah.
So how would you describe to somebody who's never heard of this before, what is transcendental meditation?
Transcendental meditation is a specific technique of silent mantra meditation that's practiced for 15 to 20 minutes twice a day, sitting comfortably with eyes closed.
Gotcha.
It's easy to learn and effortless to practice.
Effortless to practice.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
So it's really about transcending. The word transcendental comes from the Latin transcender, meaning to climb over or to go beyond.
Oh, cool.
And it's really about experiencing a state of restful alertness. It utilizes sounds, specific sounds called mantras that are used as vehicles to effortlessly transcend.
Okay, now I'm interested in this. So mantras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think about mantras a lot of times, and maybe this is just my perception of it, but I think about, you know, people chanting and, and all these sorts of things. So is that is that the same thing? Or
No, it's not chanting, and there's no rituals involved with transcendental meditation. It's a very specific technique that utilizes specific sounds that are used as vehicles to effortlessly transcend to that state of restful alertness.
So restful alertness, what does that feel like?
It feels like a state of deep inner peace combined with alertness. So being awake inside.
Yeah.
So it's not like sleep. It's a fourth major state of consciousness, distinct from waking, sleeping, and dreaming. So it's really a unique state of consciousness.
Okay.
And it's easily experienced through the practice of transcendental meditation.
So this is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot of people talking about, you know, mindfulness.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the thing that kind of bubbles to the top.
Exactly.
When most people think about meditation.
Yeah.
Is that what this is, or is this something different?
Well, it is a type of meditation, but it is different from mindfulness.
Okay.
Mindfulness is really about paying attention to the present moment.
Okay.
Whereas transcendental meditation is really about transcending thought altogether.
Gotcha. So mindfulness is more like
being an observer.
Yeah, being an observer and paying attention to your thoughts and your surroundings.
All right, exactly.
Kind of being present in the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas this is more,
it's about transcending thought and experiencing a fourth major state of consciousness.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Called restful alertness.
Interesting. So how do you do it?
Well, there are trained, certified teachers of transcendental meditation all over the world.
Okay.
And you learn it in a very simple...
So you can't just pick up a book or...
You cannot pick up a book.
Okay.
And learn this technique.
Gotcha.
You learn it from a trained, certified teacher.
Okay.
Over four consecutive days.
Wow.
It's a very specific technique.
Interesting. So there's a whole process to this.
There is.
Okay. Now, I'm curious about where this came from.
Okay.
Because I feel like... Again, maybe this is just my perception, but I feel like, you know, meditation has really entered the mainstream, I would say, maybe in the last 10 or 15 years.
Right.
Is this something that was kind of always around and has just now become more popular, or where did this come from?
Well, the technique of transcendental meditation comes from the ancient Vedic tradition of India.
Oh, wow.
It was brought to the West in the mid-1950s by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Okay.
He was a scholar and a scientist, and he wanted to share this technique with the world. So he went all over the world and taught thousands of people.
Wow. And it was kind of a well-kept secret before that.
Well, it was in a very specific lineage of teachers in India.
Gotcha.
And Maharishi brought it to the modern world.
Yeah. So he felt like this was something that...
He did. He felt like it was very valuable
and
beneficial for human beings.
Okay. So it has ancient roots.
Yes, absolutely.
But really has only been, I guess, accessible.
To the modern world since the 1950s, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is fascinating to me. It sounds like this is something that has a long history, like we said.
Yes.
It's been around for a while, but has been... sort of, I guess, maybe kept under wraps.
Yeah, in a specific lineage.
Yeah, and now it's something that...
In the modern world.
Yeah, it's something that anybody can learn if they want to.
Yeah.
And go find a teacher.
Right, find a teacher.
Now, I'm curious, what kind of benefits could somebody get from practicing this?
Well, you know, it's been shown to reduce stress and anxiety.
Stop
improve sleep. yeah. boost brain function, mm-hmm. enhance creativity, and right. even improve relationships.
Wow. So it's almost like...
It affects all areas of life.
Yeah, it's like a multivitamin for your yes, brain and your body.
For your whole well-being.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is really fascinating. I'm excited to keep going.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a break here.
Okay.
But we'll be back in a minute to dive a little bit deeper into some of these benefits.
Sounds good.
And talk more about the science and the research behind transcendental meditation.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back, and we're really going to dig into some of these potential benefits mm-hmm. of transcendental meditation. Like I said before the break, mm-hmm. I mean, some of this stuff, it sounds... I don't want to say too good to be true, but it's a lot, right?
It's a lot.
So let's break it down.
Yeah.
Let's start with, I guess, what a lot of people think about when they think about meditation, which is stress reduction, right?
Yes.
So does this actually, does TM actually help with stress?
Yes. Numerous studies have shown that TM can reduce stress and anxiety.
Yep.
It can lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol.
Okay.
It can reduce symptoms of PTSD.
Really?
And it can also improve overall well-being.
So it's not just like, you know, you feel a little bit calmer in the moment.
Right.
It's like it has a real physiological impact
it does.
On your body.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So beyond stress, what else, what are some other things that we see pop up in the research?
Well, it's been shown to improve sleep.
Okay.
And this is a big one because so many people suffer from sleep problems these days.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big one for me.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for ways to improve my sleep, so that's really interesting.
Well, studies have shown that it can reduce the time it takes to fall asleep.
Okay.
Increase sleep duration.
So you sleep longer.
You sleep longer.
And you fall asleep faster.
Yes.
That's.
And people report waking up feeling more rested and refreshed.
That's amazing. Sign me up.
Yeah.
So beyond stress and sleep, what else have we got here?
Well, brain function.
Oh.
You know, it's been shown to improve focus, attention, memory,
right.
creativity, and even cognitive flexibility.
So it's almost like it's like a workout for your brain.
Yeah, it's like a mental fitness routine.
Wow.
Yeah. And the research on this is really fascinating.
Yeah, I bet. Is there anything specific that really stands out to you?
You know, one study, I believe it was at Harvard Medical School, showed that people who practice TM regularly have increased gray matter in the brain.
What does that mean?
Well, gray matter is the part of the brain that's involved in processing information.
Okay.
So more gray matter basically means a more powerful brain.
Wow. So it's like you're actually, you know.
Yeah, it's like building muscle in the brain.
Building brain muscle. Okay.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And then there's also research on brainwave coherence.
Oh, I've heard about that. What is that?
It's basically a measure of how synchronized different parts of the brain are.
Okay.
And TM has been shown to increase brainwave coherence.
So that's like everything's working together.
It's like the brain is working in a more harmonious way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And that can lead to all sorts of benefits.
Yeah. I would imagine. Now, beyond
like improved focus and creativity and
yeah, beyond all of this, what else? I feel like this is
yeah.
this is a lot already, but I'm sure there's more.
Yeah. You know, it's also been shown to improve cardiovascular health.
Really?
Yes. It can lower blood pressure, improve cholesterol levels,
wow.
and reduce the risk of heart disease.
Okay. So there's like mental and physical benefits.
Exactly. It's really a holistic practice yeah. that wow. affects the mind and body.
Now, I'm curious about yeah. the impact of all of this on relationships.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned that earlier, but I don't really understand how that works.
Well, you know, when you're less stressed and more centered, you're naturally going to be more patient,
yeah.
more understanding, and mm-hmm. more compassionate in your relationships.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And there's actually research that shows that TM can improve communication,
right.
reduce conflict.
Wow.
And increase feelings of love and connection.
Okay, so this is really starting to paint a picture for me.
Yeah.
Of like all the different ways that this could impact somebody's life.
Absolutely.
Now I'm curious, are there any potential downsides or risks?
You know, for most people, TM is a safe and beneficial practice.
Okay.
But it's important to learn it from a qualified teacher
right.
who can guide you through the process.
Yeah, and we talked about that a little bit before mm-hmm. about how, you know,
there are specific steps.
Yeah, there's a whole process to learning this.
Right.
So you can't just, you know, teach yourself.
Exactly.
Or read about it in a book.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's really important.
But find a qualified teacher.
Find a qualified teacher. Okay. Well, this is fascinating stuff. I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
But I know that there's even more to explore.
There is.
Specifically around the impact of TM on families and children.
Right.
So we're going to take another quick break, but we'll be right back to dive into that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Welcome back to the show. So we've learned a lot about what transcendental meditation is, the science behind it, and all kinds of benefits for individuals.
Right.
But now I really want to dig deeper into this whole idea of TM's impact on families.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned that a little bit earlier, and I think it's a really fascinating aspect of this whole thing.
It is. You know, we've talked about how TM can reduce stress and anxiety, improve sleep, boost brain function.
Right.
But imagine those benefits extending to every member of a family.
Yeah, it's like if everybody's calmer,
right,
and more focused,
exactly,
then the whole family dynamic shifts.
It does. It creates a ripple effect.
Uh-huh.
You know, parents who practice TM often report being more patient and understanding with their children. Okay.
And children who practice TM often find it easier to focus in school and manage their emotions.
That makes sense. So it's not just about the individual benefits.
Right.
It's about how those benefits then create a more positive and supportive environment for the whole family.
Exactly.
And that's huge.
It is.
I think so many families are struggling these days.
Right.
With, you know, just the stress of modern life.
The pace of life is so fast.
Yeah.
And there's so many distractions.
Right.
That it's easy to feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so TM can offer a way for families to create a sense of peace and calm in their lives.
Okay, so let's talk specifics.
Yeah.
How does TM actually help families? What are some concrete examples?
Well, for starters, TM can help improve communication within the family.
Okay.
When everyone is calmer and more centered,
right,
it's easier to listen to each other.
Uh-huh.
To express yourself clearly,
yeah,
and to resolve conflicts peacefully.
So it's like it gives you the tools to navigate those tricky conversations.
Without things escalating into an argument.
Right.
I like that. Now, you mentioned earlier that TM could be beneficial for children with ADHD.
Yes.
So can you talk more about that?
Well, there's some really promising research that suggests that TM can help improve attention span.
Okay.
Reduce hyperactivity.
Wow.
And improve overall academic performance in children with ADHD.
Now, is this a replacement for traditional therapies?
It's not intended as a replacement.
Okay.
But it can be a very effective complementary approach.
So it's something that could be used in addition to, yes, whatever else they're doing.
Right.
That's really interesting.
The great thing is that TM is a natural and effortless practice.
Right.
There are no side effects.
Okay.
And it's something that child can easily learn and enjoy.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking back to when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had known about this back then.
I know, right?
I mean, it's like, why aren't they teaching this in schools?
Well, actually, there are a growing number of schools that are incorporating TM into their curriculum.
Really?
Yes. And the results have been very positive.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about communication. We've talked about ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other ways that TM can benefit families?
Well, TM can help families create a sense of ritual and connection.
Okay.
You know, setting aside time each day to meditate together,
yeah,
can be a really powerful way to bond as a family.
Like a shared experience.
It is. And it can create a sense of peace and harmony in the home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it can also help families deal with challenging situations.
Right, what?
Well, you know, if a family is going through a difficult time, like, mm-hmm, a divorce or a death in the family,
mm-hmm,
TM can provide a source of strength and support.
So it's like it gives them the tools to navigate those difficult times.
Exactly.
With a little bit more grace and resilience.
Right.
Okay, so I have to ask.
Yeah.
Is there anything that TM can't do?
Well, you know, TM is not a magic bullet.
Right.
It's not going to solve all of life's problems.
Right.
But it can provide a foundation for greater peace, happiness, and well-being.
So it's like a tool.
It is.
It's not going to do the work for you.
Right.
But it can give you the resources you need.
Exactly.
To create a more positive and fulfilling life for yourself and for your family.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
But I think the most important thing is for people to understand that TM is a practice.
Yes.
It's something that you have to commit to.
Right.
And that you have to do regularly in order to see the benefits.
Consistency is key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the good news is that it's a simple practice.
It is.
It's easy to learn.
Yeah.
And it doesn't require a lot of time or effort.
Right. And once you learn it, you have it for life.
Okay, so if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I'm intrigued, I want to learn more.
Yeah.
What's the best way for them to get started?
Well, the best way to learn TM is to find a certified TM teacher.
Okay, and how would they do that?
You can go to the TM website.
Okay.
And they have a directory of teachers all over the world.
Perfect. We'll make sure to include a link to that in the show notes.
You're right.
So there you have it, folks. Transcendental meditation, an ancient practice for modern times. It's a practice that can transform your life,
yeah,
reduce your stress, improve your health, and enhance your relationships. And it's a practice that you can share with your family.
Absolutely.
Creating a more peaceful and harmonious home environment. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of TM, and we encourage you to explore it further.
Thanks for listening.
And see what it can do for you. We'll see you next time.